Kot Sutra, you can do it in English. 第三面，《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界，乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝，帕拉嘎帝，帕拉桑嘎帝，波帝娑哈。接下来我们要念诵我们今天的课《功德本颂》。大家有没有带来 Foundation of Good Qualities？ 英文 book page 93。 功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止，是乃道之根。然后精进恭敬成依止，唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，遂令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚身，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言即律仪，乃是成就二细地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识， 如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息，唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Can't hear? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Can you all hear?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, so, as usual, supposed to do maybe the meditation, and also try to sit down in the correct posture, then focus your mind on the breath. bring back your mind in present. So that's the point. So, so we try to do, I think morning is a good time to meditate, okay? 1.5 hours.
同样的，现在我们先做一个共修，做一个很简短的观修，先调整好我们的坐姿，然后呢，把我们的心圆念于我们的呼吸，就把我们心呢专注于在当下。上午的这段时间呢，早上是非常适合修的修行的，所以我们可以这样打坐一个半钟头。
So maybe just 1 minute, you know, try to scan, you know, your body. Maybe 1 to 2 minutes like that. Then another 3 to 4 minutes, you meditate and breathing. Okay, so like that we do 5 to 6 minutes.
所以呢，我们可以先可能第一分钟呢，我们先看好我们的坐姿啊，然后让我们的心呢不散乱，然后接下来30分钟呢，就专注于我们的那个呼吸观。
Okay, so next then, in front of oneself, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni, clear as possible.
接下来呢，在我们要观想在我们的前方的虚空，出现本师释迦牟尼佛的形象，越清晰越好。
So then, possible, then you can visualize numberless of offering. Whole universe covered by the offering. So different type of offering you can visualize. You know, the flower, incense, water, perfume, music, you know. So like any beautiful object you can visualize.
接着呢，我们可以观想呢，我们做大供养，我们可以跟本师释迦牟尼佛做花供啊、水供啊、香供啊、音乐啊、乐供啊等等，所有我们认为是美好的东西呢，都做供养给本师。然后呢，这些供养呢，遍满整个虚空，充满整个宇宙。
So then, now think that your offering, this all the offering to Buddha Shakyamuni. So think that, then Buddha receive all your offering. Yeah.
所以呢，你这个广大的供养呢，是供养给本师释迦牟尼佛呢，而且呢，他也接受了你的供养。
So then, next meditation, then from Buddha's bodies, the nectar polo come out, enter yourself and all the sentient beings, then purify all our physical, mental suffering, and purify all the affliction, the seed or imprint of affliction are totally purified.So you can think, visualize like that, then we recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times with this visualization.
接着呢，我们要观想从本师释迦牟尼佛的佛身呢放出大光芒，并降下甘露。这甘露呢进入我们的身体，还有所有一切众生的身体，然后呢清除了我们身体上、心理上所感受到的痛苦、烦恼、障碍，包括他的习气、 它的根、它的习气，全部呢都一一净化。这样呢，我们就念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的佛咒七次，在念七次咒语的时候呢，我们做这样的观想。
And then after we recite seven times, then end of the recitation, we think strongly all the suffering, all the delusion, please, you know, all totally purified. Then your body become like a light, you know, so like that. Then feel joy and happy, you know, feel that feeling, you know. So then meditate on that feeling.
所以呢，当我们念诵七次的时候，这净化的过程呢，念诵七次净化，在七次过后呢，我们要深深的相信哦，我们所有的一切的障碍，所有的一切烦恼，包括障碍的这习气、烦恼的习气呢，全部都净化，完全干干净净、清除了一干二净了。然后呢，我们身体变得很轻、很光，有个光芒、有轻的感觉。然后呢，我们产生这种很那种大乐的感觉。然后呢，我们就把我们的心呢圆念这个喜乐的感受。
Yata
Om Muni Muni Mahamunaye Soha Yata Om Muni Muni Mahamunaye Soha
Some kind of wind coming on my head. What? I need hat like that. You know how to fix? Don't know?
The fan can switch off the fan. The fan in the aircon.
Hot, now cold, later hot. So as a foundation of good quality there, this life is impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After the death, just like a shadow follow the body, the result of black and white karma follow.
这根据功德本颂，你看第三和第四偈颂。 他讲的是生命的本质，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白夜诸果，然后过后呢，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸。这几句话。
So, I mean, so here, so I mean, this sentence is extremely important. To remember whether what you practice Dharma or not, what kind of practice you do, what kind of Dharma study we do, you know, what any practice we do, you know, without this basis of understanding, without basis of this meditation, then whatever we do, then is. Doesn't become very powerful practice. Even, I mean, doesn't become Dharma, you know.
这个其实是佛法修行的重点，我们要时常时时刻刻能够这样意念这一点。为什么呢？如果说我们是修行，我们都讲我们在修佛法，我们是修行者。可是无论我们修什么法，无论我们读什么经典，如果我们没有意念这个无常，这个没有这个基础的话呢，不了解这个死无常的话。 没有这样死无常这个意念的基础的话，它对我们的任何修行，对我们都不会有任何的影响。所以呢，甚至我们可以说，我们根本都不是在修佛法。So,
so here, so the Kadampa Master said, you know, how much you do, how many or how much you do and meditation or reflection or hearing of the Dharma are if we don't have understanding, you know, of the what called death and impermanent, then not understanding death and impermanent. Okay, I think better first maybe. First, okay, forget this part. I tell again. So, just now the sentence found is good quality. So, if you don't understand, you know, how life is like a water bubble. So means, you know, quickly can be disappear anytime. If you don't have this understanding, so what happened? The problem is we just cling on this life. Problem is that we just cling on this life, you know, attached to this life, cling on this life, you know. Then whatever you do, practice, you know, hearing Dharma, reflection Dharma, meditation Dharma, then it's very, very difficult to become Dharma. You know, it look like Dharma, but it's very difficult to become Dharma, you know.
Kim Ruchi 刚才要说的是葛东派祖师的一句名言，就是说无论我们文思修多少有多少，可是如果我们不没有时时刻刻意念死无常的话呢，我们所做的文思修呢都是白白浪费掉。就根据功德本颂里面的第三和第三记记诵里面讲，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，他把生命比喻成像水泡沫一样，这泡沫它在水中出现了，很快很快一下子呢就消失掉了，就不见掉了，就好像我们的这一生一样。所以呢我们要时刻意念去意念呢，我们生命这一生就像这泡沫一样，这样如果我们能够这样意念呢，我们就不会紧紧地抓住这一生里面所有的东西，我们就不会执着于这一生。如果我们能够不执着于这一生的话，这才是真正修行的开始。因为如果我们执着于这一生的话，无论我们做什么，或者我们自己讲称自己我修了很多，我做这个做那个什么东西其实我们做的所有的东西看起来好像是在修行佛法，其实呢根本都没有修到任何的佛法。
So then, you know, we hear Dharma and reflection, meditation. Then, if we don't think about the death impermanent, then our mind just clinging for this life, you know, only thinking this life. But then, whatever you do, then is, if you like hearing, reflection, meditation, if that kind of practice, called Dharma practice, mixed with clinging this life, mix with this mind, you know, clinging this life. If you mix with that, then it's giving example, the Gautama Master gives. You have, you know, like 100 delicious food there, different type of delicious food there, you know, but mix with the vomit, you know, you vomit and mix with that, then become very disgusting, you know. So, giving same example, yeah, you do wonderful practice, you know, hearing this and that. If your mind is mixed with that, you know, like vomiting like that, you know, clinging this life, mixed with that, then this all wonderful Dharma practice become like that, you know, like mixing there's 100 different delicious food, but you vomit, you know. You know, little bit, one is just little bit, but you put one spoon each, you know, like that.
就是平常呢，如果我们说我们听闻了很多佛法，这样回去呢，我们也有去进一步思考，去分析，然后呢，我们把它放在我们日常的修行里面。可是呢，如果我们做了听了这样多闻思修这样多，可是呢，我们却没有意念，没有去思维死无常的话，就是其实我们的心呢，还是紧紧地抓住这一生所有的享用和快乐的话，像我们在做的这些东西啊，好像看起来是在修行啊，在修佛法。其实因为这个心呢，没有意念死无常，这个心呢就不清净了。这心不清净的话呢，这葛当派祖师就有一个很好的比喻，就好像呢，在你的眼前呢，有一百道美味佳肴，那个食物真的太美味了。可是呢，这个美味佳肴里面呢，你却撒了一把呕吐物，你的呕吐的东西啊，全部都撒在这个美味佳肴里面。请问这个美味佳肴你还吃得下吗？好，所以呢，同样的，我们看起来我们做了很多很多，哇，令人赞叹的修行啊，哇，又做这样又做那样，好像修了很多佛法事，很多的样子。可是呢，因为我们在修的时候呢，我们的心呢不清净，我们的心呢没有这个念死无常作为助缘。心情作为这个修法的助缘的话，所以呢，就好像这美味佳肴里面呢混了这个呕吐物，所以我们修的法呢就不能算是真正的修行了。
You understand? 啊？
啊，大家明白吗
？So, so therefore, whatever we practice.Dharma, you know, we practice Dharma, whether that really become Dharma or not, or what that practice really become cause for liberation or not. You know, very first thing is that, you know, what's the biggest obstacle for that to become Dharma is clinging.Put this life. So, just thinking this life, attached to this life. So that's the biggest obstacle for that. You know, whatever we call practice Dharma. But in order to become Dharma, the biggest obstacle is that, you know, clinging to this life. You know, attached to this life. You know, how much strong attachment you have this life. So, you have a strong attachment to this life, then all this become obstacle to become Dharma.
所以呢，不论我们修什么法，比如说我们在修行啊，任何的法，如果我们要说我们是真正在修法，真正在修行的话呢，你要问你这个修的方式能不能帮助你解脱轮回，你可以自己这样检查。因为呢，修行的最大障碍呢，就是我们执着于这一生。所以我们修的法要能够真正的成为法的话呢，就看我们对这一生的执着有多深有多重。如果我们对这一生的执着很深很重的话，它就变成一种障碍，我们修的任何东西呢就不能成为法。
So that's the big
the eight worldly dharmas that we must renounce.
Yeah, correct.
啊，对。
嗯，对。啊。So that's the biggest obstacle. You know, when you think just clinging to this life, only thinking on this life, clinging on this life, attached to this life. So that's the biggest obstacle. So therefore.We must reduce, we must abandon this thought, you know.
所以呢，我们能不能修法的最大障碍呢，就看我们有没有执着这一生。所以呢，我们应该减轻对这一生的执着，得完全哦，舍弃对这一生的执着。
So, if we don't, you know, then if we don't abandon this mind, this negative, I don't know, this thought, you know, clinging this life, attached to this life, if you don't reduce that, you don't abandon that, then whatever you do, called Dharma, then this becomes just making your this attachment stronger, you know, become cause for that. Nothing really become Dharma, just helping your this attachment to grow, you know.
如果我们不能舍弃对这一生执着的这个心的话呢，不论我们修任何法，所以我们讲我们在修法了，其实我们修的任何这个法呢，都会让我们对这一生的执着呢产生更深的更深更重的心理。
So therefore, reduce this clinging for this life, just only thinking this life.Attach only this life, you know, nothing else, you know, just your mind totally thinking about this life, then that obstacle. So must reduce that. So how to reduce? The advice is there, you know, life is impermanent, like a water bubble, you know, quickly decay, death will come, you know. So that's the advice is that from boundless and good quality.
所以呢，我们应该尽量的去减轻我们对这一生的执着。如果呢，我们的心呢，完完全全呢、啊，只顾着哈、啊，只念着对这一生的享用啊、快乐，或者想到这一生的话呢，我们应该怎么样呢、啊，去减轻啊、这一生的执着心理呢？这样我们就可以看第三个偈颂，我们就应该思维此无常。怎么念思维死无常呢？我们就可以用比喻的方法，比如说呢，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁。所以呢，我们可以用比喻的方法来帮助我们。
So therefore, this is the very important, powerful practice, very important practice. You know, meditation, impermanent, death, impermanent. You know.I mean, talking about one's life, you know, is like a water bubble, you know, really understanding that, how much you understand that, so that much your Dharma practice become effective, you know.
所以呢，这句话呢，这句是非常重要的修观呢，是我们要修的。它因为它是对我们的修行非常非常有力量、很有影响力的，就是这个念死无常的思维。如果呢，我们就要怎么念死无常呢？我们就要想象我们的生命呢，好像水泡沫一样，瞬间呢就会不见掉。我们对这句话或对这个比喻的了解有多深，这样我们对法的修行呢就有多深。
Okay, so this is very basic practice, you know. So meditation, dead and impermanent, you know, this very first step to remember all the time, you know. So that if death comes, what will happen for the next life?Then, you know, whatever karma you created according to that, you will take rebirth, you know. Then if you look deeply, then it's quite scary, you know. You don't practice Dharma, you just suddenly die, then you take rebirth in this lower rebirth, then we end up there forever, you know, suffering like that.
所以呢，我们念死无常呢是基本功了，是我们修行佛家修行的基本功，它是非常基本的修法。所以呢，我们要把这个念死无常呢给修成功。所以我们要思维死无常，这是佛法修行的第一步啊，你的婴儿时期第一步。这样呢，你这个修成呢，就是说你要时时刻刻。能够意念死无常，时时刻刻，英文是 all the time， 就时时刻刻。这样呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，这样你就可以知道哦，其实呢，你这一生呢到底做了些什么？因为呢，你所做的业呢，都会影响你啊。 头生到下一生。所以你如果真的很去分析哦，很去一层一层的这样去分析哦，深入的去分析，你可能就感到一种很难，会感到很害怕。因为呢，如果你没有修的话，你真的你投生到下一生的时候，死亡发生的时候呢，你很可能呢就会坠入这个三恶道。这三恶道的时候，你可以想象啊，他所遭受的痛苦是多么的大，而且好像是无穷无尽哦，永远的都在痛苦之中。
So, I mean, so can you imagine, you know, I mean.For some, you were sick, like headache or some pain, you know. You can imagine that. Even that happened to us, sometimes our mind is very disturbed and difficult to practice, you know, because sometimes headache can be very strong, you know. So then, again, because of the pain, you are not able to practice, you know.I mean, compared to suffering of the Lord Ram, like hell means hungry ghost, then it's nothing to compare, you know. Then the point is, if you take that kind of rebirth, you know, Lord rebirth, hell means hungry ghost, animals, there's so much suffering there, then impossible to practice Dharma, you know, because of the power, strong pain, suffering.You know, your mind cannot practice Dharma, you know.
这样的可能你想，诶，三恶道想象不出他们的痛苦，所以呢，可能我们一点都不害怕。所以我们可以这样想象，如果我们生病了，或者比如说我们的头很痛啊，我们头痛的话，这样的我们就可以感受到头痛的痛苦。当这个头痛发生的时候呢，其实我们就感到很烦，我们心会觉得很烦。这样我们就觉得，诶，我们要做的任何修行，我们觉得，哎呀，今天我不能念佛了，我不能修了，因为头痛得很厉害。所以呢，当我们头痛得很厉害的时候，我们就觉得，哎呀，我很难去修，很难去念佛等等。你可以比较一下。如果我们坠入这三恶道，坠入到地狱啊，或者恶鬼道里面呢、啊，或者畜生道里面，他们所感受的痛苦和我们现在感受到头痛的痛苦，我们这个头痛呢是不能比的，和他们比起来就是小儿科，真的是小儿科。所以呢，因为在投入三恶道，他们感受到的痛苦是比我们这个头痛的很厉害的千百万倍。所以呢，你可以想象，你坠入三恶道的时候，你感受到那种大痛苦的时候，你可以修吗？你的心会想到要去修佛法或做什么东西呢？你根本就不能想到任何东西，除了那个痛之外，什么都不能想。
So, I mean, the here very simple. I mean, so first thing, think, you know, you are sad.At the moment, we have all the condition, perfect condition. Able to hear, able to think, able to sit, able to see, able to talk. You know, this, at the moment, this life, at the moment, we have everything. All the conditions there to practice Dharma, you know. You have to meditate like that. First sit down and meditate. We have now.If I don't practice Dharma, when I'm going to practice Dharma, you know? So that's question oneself is important.
这样我们看看我们现在所具有的条件。我们想象到现在当下这一刻，我们坐在这里呢，可以听闻佛法，我们可以去思考，去思维，去分析。我们坐在这里，我们可以想，我们还可以说话，会说话。我们具备了各种各样修行佛法的顺缘，修行佛法的任何条件呢，我们都具备了。这样呢，如果呢我们现在啊还不要修佛法，这样呢我们要等到什么时候才去修佛法呢？我们可以自己问一下自己。
So this is a very big question for oneself. You know, you really want to practice Dharma? That's the big question. When? If not now, when? You know, that's the big question. Asking oneself. So that means sit down, meditate. I don't practice now, then when? You know?
所以呢，当下这一刻哦，就是你要自己问自己啊，你要坐下来去思维。诶，如果觉得诶，我修佛法很重要哦，像我什么时候修呢？要问自己，如果是对你来讲很重要的话，像你什么时候要开始修？你要自己跟自己找答案。
Yeah, so that means creating virtuous karma, abandoning negative karma. When? If not now, when? You know, the question is, you know.
这样，如果你讲，诶，要修佛法，修佛法，到底什么叫修佛法？修佛法呢，就是积极的去积累善业，然后呢，断除恶业，就这是我们叫的修佛法。这样，我们什么时候才会开始这样做的？
说来，啊，What do you think? When? What do you think? 啊，When you say when? Not now. When? What are you going to answer?
所以你现在有什么想法？你坐在这里，大家都在想。所以你什么时候要开始呢？
啊，啊 ，So this is the very, very useful meditation. I mean, you really want to practice Dharma, then this is the big question you must ask oneself.
所以呢，这个呢是非常对我们非常有益的、有利益的这个修法，就是思维修啊，就是坐下来问自己哦，你什么时候开始？我不你了，我什么时候要开始修佛法？这样自己问自己。
So then, we may think maybe after 1 year, I mean after 10 years, you know.I'll practice Dharma after 10 years, after 1 year. You know, what? You know?
可能有些人坐下来就想，是啦，是要修了，可是不是现在。嗯，可能一年后啦，一年后我比较有空的时候才修，或者是，哎，十年后我才开始修。
After retire, after retirement, I don't, many of you already retire, huh?
或者有人可能想，哎，在工作的佛友可能想，哎，等我退休后了，我退休后才开始修。哎，这里好像很多人都退休了。
Okay, so questioning oneself is important like that. Then the conclusion, of course, if you think after my retirement, after 10 years, I'll practice Dharma. So, if you think like that, then there's no guarantee whether you live until another 10 years or not. There's no guarantee. Those who are not retired, I'll practice Dharma after my retirement. Also, there's no guarantee. You know, you have time to retire before the death.So you look deeply, there's no guarantee. You know, so making this kind of decision is not wise, you know.
所以呢，这样问这样的问题呢，在你做思维修的时候是非常重要的。然后你思维修，一步步思维修，你要找到你自己的答案啊，你的答案是什么？所以有些人讲，可能我退休后了，退休后我才有时间修吗？有人可以讲，哎呀，现在太忙了，十年后我就开始真正修。这样呢，你可以问自己哦，那些已经退休的可以问自己，如果我等到10年后才修，这样10年后是不是肯定一定会有机会修？是不是有这样的保障啊？有没有能够跟你给这样的保障？你10年后肯定还会继续在这个世间继续修。那些还没有退休的你也可以问自己了，好像我这样了。那肯定你退休后你还在吗？ 你还在吗？如果你退休后你还在的话，你还活着的话呢，这样你就可以等你退休后再修。可是呢，你如果进一层呢，一层一层深入去分析的话，你就可以看到，其实呢，根本没有什么东西，没有什么人可以给你这个保障，可以保障你十年后还在，可以保障你退休后还在。所以呢，你自己要问自己，既然我不能保障我十年后退休后还在的话，这样我应该做出怎样的决定呢？
So, I mean, there's no guarantee, but we believe that, you know, another 10 years I'll live, you know, we make ourselves, you know, we believe that, you know, I'll live another 10 years. After 10 years, I'll practice. After retirement, I'll practice. You know, we believe that, we think that, we believe that, you know, we think that is correct belief, you know.But you look deeply, that kind of believing is not really, no logic at all, you know. You look deeply, there's no logic, no guarantee at all. Because we don't look deeply, then we just think that I live another 10 years, you know, 20 years. So much believing on that. We all like that, believing on that. So therefore, that our practice doesn't become powerful.Even don't practice, you know.
所以呢，我们这样去一层一层的分析的话，就是可以说呢，我们可以掌握到有什么东西可以跟我们做这个死亡保障，或者生存的保障了。就没有人可以跟你打包票说，你十年后退休后还在。可是呢，你不需要别人跟你打包票，你需要问你自己。其实呢，在我们内心的深处，我们内心深处，我们一直坚定不移的相信，我们十年后还会在，我们退休后还会在，所以现在我们还有时间。很深入，很深入的那种根深蒂固的那种念头，那种想法，说，而且我们认为呢，我们这样的想法是正确的。所以呢，其实如果你去问一下，很深入去思维的话，你可以发现呢，这样的想法，这样念头呢，根本都是靠不住的，它是没有保障的。因为谁也不能保证自己还有另外的十年，自己还有另外的二十年。所以呢，可是我们都是这样的相信，所以呢，我们现在做的任何修行呢，它是没有力量的。甚至说呢，因为我们这样想啊，我们潜意识、下意识是这样想的话，所以其实我们根本都没有修过。
So the therefore in the text, so our life is impermanent as a water bubble. Yeah, so like a water bubble.You know, can be, there's no guarantee, can be disappear anytime. So that's the idea, is that water bubble like that. So text doesn't say our life like a rock, you know. Text doesn't say our life is like a rock.
A rock.
Okay. Say the water bubble. You know?
Yeah. Rock also can disappear.
Of course. I'm saying text didn't say that, you know. But we believe our life is not like water bubble. We believe our life is like a rock, you know. So point is that.
好，所以呢，在这个功德本颂里面呢，他就讲生命飘摇，他用飘啊摇啊，就是很不稳定的，犹如水泡沫，就好像水泡沫，那水泡沫从水中现在蹦就不见了，所以呢，生命是没有保障的，它是随时可以消失的。所以这个法本里面并没有说，哦，生命坚固的好像一块岩石，他没有讲它是岩石般坚硬，他只讲它是水泡沫，很脆弱的，随时可以消失的。啊，对，啊 ，see， 啊
，how to translate in English？
What？
Auntie is saying that there's no fixed time for dying. You can die any time.
Correct. 对。对。
对。
So, so, I mean, you know, so question yourself important. When to practice Dharma? If not now, when? It's after 1 year, after 10 years, you know, make shorter, you know, after 10 years, no guarantee. After 1 year, yeah, guarantee, also no. After 1 month, guarantee or not. After 1 week, the guarantee or not. But we believe there's the guarantee also. But reality is no guarantee, you know. There are so many obstacles. You know, thousands of, hundred thousand of obstacles is there to destroy our life, you know, from every angle. You know, but we don't understand that. Even next 1 week, we make ourselves guarantee we live another 1 week, but in reality, no guarantee, because there's thousands of obstacles to destroy, diminish all life, you know.
所以当我们在这个做这个思维修的时候呢，你就可以这样问自己，这个反问呢、啊，问自己是很重要的，就是说，如果我要修佛法，是现在修吗？如果现在我不要修的时候，不要修，这样我什么时候开始修佛法？一年后吗？你可以给自己假设一个时间，或十年后嘛。那十年后可能讲，哎呀，十年太久了，没有保障啊，对不对？十年不能我在不在？这样可能一年呢、啊，一年呢、啊，可是一年有没有保障呢？也是没有保障啊，保险公司也不会保你的了。好，所以你可以问一下，然后一个月呢，一个月有没有保障呢？其实也没有人可以看到自己一个月后会怎么样。好，是一个月还在不在？一个星期啦，缩短至一个星期。一个星期我应该还在吧？很多人可能会这样问。其实我们也不知道。所以呢，所以我们真的没有任何的保障呢，可以保证自己哈、一直会活下去。为什么呢？因为死缘众多，就是。任何时候任何一刻呢，有成千上万个让我们死掉的因缘都在那边，只是看他有没有具足而已。如果因缘具足呢，我们就走了啦。所以呢，我们其实我们的生命呢是没有任何的保障的。
So this I mean question you answer is extremely important, you know. SoThen conclusion is that, or like what the teaching said, there's no guarantee. Death can be happen any moment. You know, you really understand that. Then that your practice starts from that moment. You know.
所以反问自己呢是非常重要的功课。所以你反问自己的时候，这样一问一答自己答，这样你就会找出自己的答案了。那你找出自己的答案呢，你再拿出这个法本来印证，看对不对。然后你那法本呢，你就会看到，诶，其实呢没有人可以确保自己不会死掉，没有人可以给自己保障自己的死期在哪里。因为呢死亡啊可以随时发生。当你深切的知道死亡随时当下这一刻会发生的时候呢，你的修行就开始了。
So therefore, so you know, therefore the Lamrim teaching said, you know, practice Dharma in this life. Have to practice Dharma this life.And this life, this time, this moment, you know, and up to the conclusion that means right now, you know.
所以呢，菩提道次第的开示里面就这么说了，如果要修法的话呢，修法这一生就要开始修法，什么时候开始修法？现在开始修法，当下这一刻就开始修。
So, I mean, very clear why right now, because there's no no guarantee in the future. There's no guarantee in tomorrow. So right now, when you have all the conditions there, perfect conditions there, still you're breathing, still you have all the conditions there, you're able to breathe, able to think. So do now, you know. So conclusion is that advice given by Buddha is like that. So do now, you know. So must get this conclusion that meditate and make sure, you know, understand that, then you put effort right now, you know.
所以呢，我们能够这样的去思维的话呢，我们就可以得到自己的结论，也就得到自己的定解。为什么呢？这一刻要开始修习佛法，因为如果我们等到未来呀，可能一年后、两年后、未来才修的话，我们不能肯定我们是否还继续活着。可是呢，当下的这一刻，我们讲现在这一刻，我们所有的因缘条件都具足了，所有修习佛法的任何各种条件我们都具足的，而且我们还在呼吸。如果你能呼吸的话，你就证明你还继续活着，在你还可以呼吸，还可以想，这样当下这一刻呢，就是修习佛法最好的时间。所以如果你找到这个答案的话，这个答案，然后你坚定不移，你就得到了定解。其实这个答案呢，也不是我们一个人找到，这佛陀呢，在开示里面都已经很清楚地告诉我们了。所以呢，修行最好的时间呢，就是当下这一刻。我们如果真正的明白了这一点的话呢，从这一刻开始，我们就会精进地去修行。
So like that, so the point is how much you understand dead and impermanent. So depend on that, how much you're understanding dead and impermanent, so that much, you know, your practice become different, you know.
所以呢，如果我们真正明白死无常的道理的话，我们对死无常道理有深刻的认识和理解的话，我们的修行呢就会那么样的深刻。
So like that, so same thing, you know that. So to practice Dharma, that means, you know, to abandon negativities and accumulate merit.
所以呢，真正的修法呢，就舍弃恶业，积极的积累善业。
So the point is that again, you know, having all the condition, that must do, you know, practice Dharma, you know, whatever you do, accumulation, making offering, or reading sutra, you know, that whatever you feel, you know.or to meditation, you know, whatever, you know.
所以呢，修佛法就是要行善弃恶。所以呢，我们现在已经具足了所有修行佛法的各种各样的条件，也就所有的因缘都具足了。所以呢，我们要积极的去修佛法。如果你讲哦，行善啊，积累善业，到底是什么呢？我们可以做供养，对三宝做供养，我们可以去读经书，然后思维佛理，我们可以做禅修、做静坐等等。
So then again, another question, you know.You don't practice now, then suddenly you die tomorrow or within 1 week or within 1 year. Within 1 week you die, you know, you don't purify all the negative karma you have accumulated. No mention from beginning to rebirth, but you just think about this life, negative karma you have accumulated. If you don't purify it, then you suddenly die.What will happen to my next life? So that's the question, you know.
所以呢，另外一个问题呢，这样思维得出自己的结论的话呢，这样你可以继续问自己另外一个问题：如果你现在不修的话呢，这样会发生什么事？你肯定呢，有可能明天会死掉，或者可能下个星期死掉， 或者呢是明年死掉，这死亡的都可能在任何一个时候发生。像当死亡发生的时候呢，你没有去修的话，像呢你这一生所积累的恶业啊障碍怎么办？那你可以进一步去推想，不只是这一生呢，从无始以来哦，上一生上一生上上上上上一生上上上上上上无始以来哦，很多很多生我们都积累的很多很多的恶业和障碍，这样要是我们突然间死掉的话，我们会发生什么事呢？我们下一生会怎么有什么东西等着我们？
So then you don't purify it, then you will take, you know, because of karma and palo, then you have karma and palo with you. So that means you will take miserable rebirth. You know, so that's when you take miserable rebirth, like Lord Ram, then you can't imagine.You need to suffer for long, almost, you know, never come up from that period, you know. Because you suffer, then you create negative karma, just like that, then almost you are, you know, forever there like that, you know. So you look like that, then it's really, really, you know, emergency. You see that to purify the negative karma.You meditate like that, then you'll see how important the problem negative karma right now, you know.
所以呢，如果那下一生会发生什么事哈、啊？如果我们这样想去思维的话，这样我就想，哎，我们一大堆一大堆啊，无始以来所积累的恶业啊、障碍啊，全部不去净化的话，因为我们不要去修嘛。这样呢，下一生发生的时候呢？我们肯定哦，就要坠入到痛苦之中了。所以，也就是我们佛家讲的坠入到三恶道之中了。因为这恶业好像如影随形啊，它会一直跟着你的。这样，你坠入三恶道的时候呢，它的结果是什么呢？你就感受到很大的痛苦。这个痛苦呢，不是一小时、两小时、一天、两天，而是长时间的，是长劫。长劫用劫来算的，这长劫呢，在面不断的感受到痛苦，你好像就感觉到自己好像困在那边了，不能出来，而且在面这很痛苦，很痛苦，遭遇到各种各样的痛苦，从来呢都没有停过。如果你有这种感觉的话，这样你就会去思维了，哦。我应该现在呢就马上净化。啊，我所有的恶业业障，你就感到一种紧迫的感觉，好像进入那个去工伤意外，进入那个叫什么哈、啊，急诊部啊，那急诊啊，像得急诊病一样，好，你就觉得很重要，很重要，现在是很重要，我一定要净化这些业障了。
So therefore, you really care yourself. The point is, you really caring yourself.You really care yourself, then must abandon the negative karma we have accumulated. Without that, so that you are not caring yourself, you know, you putting yourself just in the lower realm, you know, you purify, then of course you really care yourself, you know.
所以呢，如果你真的爱自己的话。哦，你真的很爱自己的话呢，你就应该舍弃啊所有的恶业恶行。如果呢你不舍弃这恶业恶行的话，你就是不爱自己了。哦，因为你根本都不管你自己嘛。哦，你把自己呢推入这个三恶道里面去感受痛苦。哦，如果你爱自己的话呢，你就会呢现在呢去积极的去净化自己所积累的恶业和障碍。
So same thing. So if you don't accumulate merit, you know that even you wish to experience happiness in future, it's not possible. So then question is whether you have enough accumulate merit, you know, whether enough, or how much your satisfaction in your mind, I have enough accumulate my merit to experience happiness, how much we have, you know.And look deeply, there's nothing.
So, 呢，如果你爱自己的话呢， 你就会去这个积极的累积这善业，还有净化业障。所以如果你不积极的积累善业的话，如果你将来想要得到快乐，你来生想要得到快乐，可能吗？哦，你可以问自己，当然是不可能的。这样下一道问题你就可以问自己，你在思维修的时候就可以问自己了。这样现在呢，我所积累的善业，我这个福报够不够？够不够我未来来生呢能够得到快乐，得到善道去呢？所以你进一步一层一层啊，慢慢的去分析。
So like that. So the point is that, so you really think that, you know, that question, you know. You die abandoned, you die after 1 week, after 1 day, after 1 week you die, then you can imagine, not purified negative karma, you take rebirth in lower realm. Then, you know, difficult to imagine, you know.You really understand that, then you put effort, you know, then you will really abandon. The next karma, you will accumulate merit as much as possible. Put in practice, we'll do that, you know, you will meditate while on that.
所以呢，这个重点呢、啊，就是你这样思维一层一层的思维的话，这样你真的要问自己，就要反问自己，哦。我如果一个星期后下个星期我死掉了怎么办？一天后明天我死掉了怎么办？哦，所以呢如果我死亡真的发生的话呢，我还没有摒弃这所谓的恶业，我还没有去净化我所以前所已经积累的恶业，就以前积累的恶业我还没有净化啊，现在呢我又没有摒弃这没有舍弃这恶业，还继续造恶业的话，这样死亡发生的那一刻我什么都还没有准备好，这样我一定坠入这三恶道了。这样我掉入这三恶道的时候，我所感受那种大痛苦，哎，就那样的痛苦其实我根本是没有办法想象的出来的，因为它实在是超越了我的想象力了。所以如果你真的能够分析到这一点，有升起这样的觉受的话呢，你现在当下一刻就想，哎，我现在就要马上精进了，精进的放弃了，不再造恶业了。然后呢，你会进一步呢，去很积极的去净化你以前所积累的恶业了。
So like that, you know, so therefore, extremely important to meditation on dead and impermanent, and the meditation on karma.You know, this too is extremely important, you know, for us.
所以对于我们来说呢，这样的思维修呢是非常非常重要的，因为呢它会决定我们是否是真的去修行佛法。所以呢我一定要深入的去做这个念死无常的思维修。然后念死无常的思维修，我们也因此也进一步去思维这个业果的道理。所以这两个修法，这两个修法都是非常非常重要的。And he's saying we must really understand karma and how it works.
Correct, huh?
答对了。
So, the last class, I mean last Sunday, I was talking, you know, how to create extensive merit, you know, related with the holy object, you know, like building stupa, statue, you know, making offering to the Buddha, you know, reciting Buddha's name. You know, those are extremely powerful, you know, to create merit, accumulate merit, you know, because of the object. Because the object is powerful, then anything related with that object, you know, you create so much merit, you know.
就上一堂课不懂，大家还记得吗？就上个星期天呢，其实呢 ，Kim Rom J 跟我们讲了如何积累大福报。哦，他上个星期讲了，这大福我们可以以圣物，圣物指的是佛塔啦、佛像啦等等啊，佛的形象、佛雕塑等等或佛塔，这些圣物呢，我们可以依靠这个圣物呢，积累这个大福报。怎么说呢？我们可以以这个圣物呢，做大供养，或者是念诵佛的洪名、佛的圣号。这些方法，这方法佛教就叫法门呢。这个法门，这个、法门呢，可以哦。若修这个法门的话，可以让我们积累很大很大的福报。为什么呢？因为呢。因为三宝，三宝就佛塔、佛像，它代表三宝嘛，它是我们的福田，所以我们依靠这个福田门，我们就可以积累大福福到大福报。因为呢，这个福田的力量大。
Okay, so I mean making prostration to holy object, circumambulation, you know, offering. I mean anything related to holy object.Become powerful, merit, you know. So the reason is because object is powerful, you know.
比如说做做供养啊，我们也可以做顶礼啊、绕塔啦、啊、等等这些东西哦。只要是依靠这些圣物加持的力量呢，我们都可以积累广大的福报，因为呢。因为这些三宝是我们的福田，福田力量大，菩提道次第的。
So get some idea. So maybe to get some idea. So maybe explain something there. What the Nagarjuna said. I think Nagarjuna, Rinchen Changwa. Yeah. Nagarjuna said that in order to achieve.The mark of Buddha's hair, you know, one hair of Buddha's hair, yeah, in order to achieve one single hair of the Buddha, how much merit we need to accumulate. So that's the question, you know. So then Nagarjuna said, replied, you know.
所以呢，这是刚才讲的一些方法，是让我们有一些概念哦，怎么样去积累福报，怎样去修行，因为这是非常简易的修行的法门。这样圣龙树菩萨呢，就曾经回答这样的东西就是有一个这样的问题，就是说，如果要证得佛，成佛的一根毫毛，一根毛而已到底那个福德需要有多大？
So here Nagarjuna said, you know, how much merit you need to accumulate, you know. So he said, all the sentient beings, you know, all the sentient beings who accumulate merit, all the sentient beings who are not entering in the path,You know, all the sentient beings who are not enter into the path. How much merit they accumulate? You know, 10 times of that. 10 times of that merit. All the sentient beings who are not enter into the path.
Who have not entered the path.
Yeah. That's the one thing. Then, the sentient beings who enter in the hearer's path, all the sentient beings who enter in the solitary realizer path, you know, how much merit they collect, 10 times of that kind of merit, you need to accumulate to achieve Buddha's one piece of hair. Yeah.
So add up all together, those who have not entered the path, those who hear the path, solitary realizer path, all add up together.
10 times of the merit they collected, that kind of amount of merit you need to collect to achieve
one hair.
One of the Buddha's hair. Nagarjuna said that.
所以呢，要成就佛的一根毫毛啊，那功德呢，其实也是很大的。这龙，因为有人问龙树圣龙树菩萨，他就这样回答：要成就佛的一根毫毛，你需要积累以下的福德，所有没有入道修行的一切众生所积累的福报的10倍。 所有进入声闻道的众生所积累的福德的10倍，还有所有进入独觉道的众生所积累的福报的10倍，全部加起来，啊，这样就有足够功德，就有足够功德成就佛的一根毫毛，一根而已。
OK。
It's a lot.
So then, I mean, Buddha have many signs, you know, the 80 minor sign. Buddha have 80 minor sign. Minor mark sign. 80 minor mark sign and the 32 major mark sign. You know, Buddha have different, you know. So like that. So, okay, maybe translate that.
这样佛陀不只是有一根毫毛而已啊，对吗？佛陀还有32相，还有80种随行好，这样福德要多大呢？
So here, so,
So Auntie is saying I must quickly do confession and do great offerings at home, offer water, offer lambs, so and so forth.
Really wonderful. She really understands what I'm talking.
Others
don't understand. Only you understand.
只有安迪一个人理解，很好。
So in order to achieve one minor mark of Buddha, how much minor mark of Buddha, how much merit need to collect, accumulate, is, you know, as mentioned before, you know, before merit, you know, just now we said.
One hair.
One, 100 times of that kind of merit. Need to accumulate to achieve, you know, like that, you know, the 100 times of, you know, 10 times of merit mentioned that sentence being accumulate to achieve the Buddha's hair. So that kind of merit, 100 times. 100 times of merit need to accumulate to achieve one of the Buddha's minor mark, you know.
像佛陀有80种随行好，如果你要证得佛陀的一种随行好，你所积累的功德呢，要刚才所讲的，所积累一个毫毛的功德的100倍。
So like that. I mean, the example is like, I mean, they give it like Buddha's fingernail have the, what's the color of the Buddha's fingernail is like, what's called, bronze. I don't know, bronze color or what? Oh. The color of the bronze. Bronze?
Bronze.
Copper. Oh. Copper maybe. Very color of the nail. They mentioned a copper color. Copper color.
像佛陀的手指啊，它的颜色啊是铜色的，啊，铜色。 铜色的。
Yeah.
他的指甲，对不起，他的指甲，哦，他是铜色的，我们好像都不是
了。So the hair black, shiny, like that. That's the, some of the minor mark, you know. I mean, that's about 80, you know.
然后他的头发是黑色发亮的，那黑色发亮，没有用洗发水的了。黑色发亮的，好，这些好像手指是铜色啦，头发发亮，又黑又发亮啦，哈，这些都是八十种随行好里面的例子。
I mean, that's a total natural, but natural, you know, we die.、Yeah?
所以佛陀的是自然的啦，我们的是染色的哈，它自然的，它不需要染色的。
My one too short to die.、So.
这句不用翻译。
You say dye? No.
Yeah.
Dye.
Shiny, so use shampoo.
Yeah. Yeah. Shampoo, you know, make black, shiny, no? So like that. So, so Buddha is the natural, you know, naturally. I mean, to have this. I mean, that's one of the mark.Minor mark, so.
所以呢，这个佛陀的那个头发又黑又亮，是很自然的，不需要洗发水，不需要染色的，所以他这各种随行好都是很自然的了。
So then after that, Nagarjuna mentioned, in order to achieve one measure mark of Buddha, how much merit need to accumulate, you know.The measure mark, such as like Dharma, you know, Dharma chakra and the hand, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's about 32. You know.
32. Oh. 这样佛陀呢有32相。这32相呢就有人问了如果要证得佛的其中一个相啊那个所积累的福德有多大？这个佛的像32像有很多，其中就是他的那个手纹里面哦，是有那个怎么讲呢？千富轮的，有个轮子的圆形的千富轮像。
Okay, so I'm just example, so like that. So in order to achieve that, in a measure mark, so know how much you need to accumulate merit. So it is.100 times of the merit that we need to accumulate to achieve all the minor mark of the Buddha, you know.
这样要证得佛的其中一个相啊的福德，这32相的其中一个相的福德，你需要积累的福报呢是证得一个随行好的100倍。好像百倍这样了哈，一个毛，然后呢，你要随行好这100倍，其中一个不是80种，其中一个80种 ，all the 80 or one of the 80, 100 times of one of the 80 minor marks or 100 times of all the 80 minor marks
eighties all the eighties
哦，错了，是。100倍所有的80种随行好所积累的福德。
说来的说，
谢谢。
So then after he mentioned, in order to achieve, you know, that's the what call in Tibetan called zupu. So the what was sometimes you say third eye, the Buddha curly hair, you know.There's Buddha's hair curly hair there. That's one of them. You know, between the eyebrow there. How much to achieve that kind of, you know, Buddha's curly hair, how much merit you need to accumulate, you know?
这样有人又问了，如果要证得佛的眉间白毫，他眉间两眉之间有一个卷卷的那个白毫，这样所积累的福德应该有多大呢
？So you mentioned that it is one thousand time of the merit that need to collect accumulate to achieve all the measure mark of the Buddha, you know.
是要升级了，升版了，刚才百倍百倍，现在要喊千倍，这样喊千倍了。所以呢，要证得这个眉间白毫，所说积累的福德，是所有证得三十二相福德的一千倍。
So like that. So I mean, this is the one of the Buddhas. When you, I mean, very clearly there, when he said, you pull out, can cover whole universe. You know, when you go, it's the small, can cover whole universe, they said.
所以呢，这个眉间白毫啊，他们讲，如果你把它拉出来的话，它拉拉拉拉拉，它可以覆盖整个宇宙。整个大千世界。
Anyway,
so, what's the use of this curly hair?
Okay, to hook you. So then,
Auntie is saying that because Buddha has been very diligent in his practice, that's why he can accomplish all this.
Yeah. Correct. Huh? Whatever you say is correct.
你说的都对。
So then, so again, then again, same thing. Then in order to achieve, you know, then,there's another sign, Buddha, special sign, you know, the Ushi Nisha, I don't know, the top one, you know, there's one, the top one, the golden color, Ushi Nisha, you know. To achieve that, how much merit need to accumulate, you know.
现在讲了眉间白毫，现在你佛的头顶有个顶髻，这顶髻呢也是佛的那个像来的，这样如果要证得这个顶髻啊，所积累的功德应该有多大呢？
You see that? No, not the black one. Top bowl, then another top, then top there's gold color.
啊，你看这一个头，然后一堆，然后一点啊那个点。
So there's the, so in order to achieve that kind of sign, not the top there.So need to accumulate 100,000 times of the merit that need to accumulate to achieve the mark of the Kali, you know, the Ushinsha, you know.
所以呢，如果要证得佛的顶髻啊，顶髻，顶髻，发髻的髻啊，顶髻，这个相的话，要证这个相的话，所积累的福德呢，必须是。眉间白毫所积累的福德的升级版，刚才是千倍，现在几倍了？十万倍，个十百千万十万，十万倍。没有电池，所以大家要等一下。
So, okay, this mentioned that 100,000 times of that, you know. So then, so then after that, Nagarjuna mentioned how much merit we need to accumulate the quality of Buddha's speech, you know.
所以呢，圣龙树菩萨过后又说了，要证得佛的语啊，语的那样的功德的话，需要积累多大的福报？
所以是100 times of the merit that we need to accumulate to achieve the Ushinisha of the Buddha, you know.
要证得佛语、佛讲话说法、佛语的功德的话呢，我们所积累的福报呢，必须是佛的顶级的福报的一百倍。
一百倍 ，OK， 一百倍。So anyway, so here, so I mean, so the idea is that in order to get enlightened, of course, in order to get enlightened, to achieve Buddha's body, Buddha's speech, Buddha's mind, you know. So I tell you that you need to accumulate so much merit, you know, you must get this point, you know. So this is the idea about, you know, this immeasurable merit you need to accumulate, you know. So that's why in sutra, you need to accumulate merit three countless years, you know, to achieve, to get enlightened, you know.
所以呢，讲了这么多，其实呢，我们就可以看得到，要证得佛果，你想证得佛果呢，必须证得佛的身、佛的语、佛的意，要证得佛的身口意。我们所要积累的福报啊，那个福德是大到不可思议的。这真的是不可思议的，所以呢，要积累这样大、这样不可思议的福德呢，我们需要三大阿僧祇劫这样长的时间。阿僧祇就不能算，算不出来啊。
Okay, so that's the idea. So I mean, when you say Buddha, you know, sometimes we don't think much. You know, Buddha is someone who put so much effort.To practice, accumulate merit, you know. Because of that, he achieved full enlightenment. You know. Then, again, by understanding this, what Nagarjuna said, you know, Buddha is something extremely powerful, who did so much practice, accumulate so much merit. Then, whatever related with that, you know, making, you know, tiny offering, like a small piece of flower, piece of light,You think the Buddha and make offering. You know, then the point is because of the object whom you offer, you know, then your merit become very extensive, powerful, you know, so much merit you are able to accumulate.
所以每次我们讲到佛啊佛啊佛，我们通常都不会去想太多了，也不去分析了，这样呢可是我们就懂了，哦，佛其实是非常修行非常精进的，精进的一个众生啊，所以一直不断的努力的精进修行，所以最后证得佛的果位。这样其实我们只是懂这样诶，我们没有进一步去分析。可是呢，如果我们看到这个圣龙树菩萨所讲的佛所积累的福报的话，你就会看到他其实精进修行的时候，他的福报他积累是多么多么的不可思议。所以呢，因此我们说佛或者是三宝是我们的大福田，是大福田哦。要真的去想那个字的意思，所以它的力量是非常大的。所以我们读的时候就福田门，福田力量大，其实我们没有想太多的。所以因为这个福田门力量大，这佛是经过这样长时间的修行，所以呢，就算我们供养佛一朵小小的花，我们以虔诚的心去供养小小的花，因为呢，我们供养的对象，我们动摇的对境啊，佛法佛书讲对境，哦，它是一个非常强而有大的一个福田，力量很大的福田，所以变成我们的小小供养，我们所积累的福德呢，力量也变得很有力，而且我们所积累的福德呢，也变得很广大。
So that's the idea, you know. So because of that, whenever you think of Buddha, you know, you create merit.Whenever you make a small offering to Buddha, you accumulate numberless of merit. Then your circumambulation also create numberless of merit. So this is important to understand. Then try to put effort that, you know, even whenever you have opportunity, you just put your palm together, when you see the Buddha's image, it's too far. You know, painting, whatever you see, you know, thinking the Buddha, and put your palm together. You create numberless of merit. Whenever opportunity, making light offering, or going circumambulation, thinking the Buddha, you know, you can accumulate so much merit, you know.
所以呢，就算是我们只是意念佛，只想到佛而已，因为福田门力量大，所以当下那一刻意念佛的时候，我们就积累了福德了。所以当我们对这个佛像或深入做供养，或者我们去绕佛的话呢，我们也积累了福德了。所以很深刻的哈，了解这一点，就深信，了解这一点，我们就能深信了，深信三宝。然后我们深信这佛的话呢，我们就会很精进的去修。怎么说呢？就算我们看到佛像，我们双手合十；看到佛塔，我们双手合十；或意念佛的时候呢，或者意念佛的时候，我们去做灯供啊，去做供养等等，那就我们就积累了广大的福德了。
So like that. So, when I say the statue, I mean the Buddha's statue is symbolized the Buddha's body. Then you talk about the text, you know, that symbolize the Buddha's teaching. Then you talk about the stupa, that symbolize the Buddha's mind.
所以我们看到佛像，这佛像可以不同的佛可以不同的形式出现了，就是说，我们看到佛像的时候，佛像代表佛的身体、佛身。这样佛的经典，所以这些经典呢，佛经代表佛语。这样个佛塔呢，就代表佛意，所以它代表了佛的身与意。
So like that. So therefore, so like building stupas or paintings, Buddha's texts.Building stupa, which is represent or symbolize Buddha body, spirit, mind, whichever we make, it's also great sense of merit, you know.
所以呢，当我们去建造或出钱呢，建造这个佛塔，我们去印经书的时候呢，我们都积累了很大很大的福德。
So therefore, understanding this.And put effort, you know. Just try to do circumambulation, you know. Chanting Buddha's name, reading Buddha's sutras, you know. Then whenever you see holy object represent or symbolize of Buddha's body, spirit, and mind, then thinking Buddha's body, spirit, and mind, then put your palm together. So like that, you know. So I make offering whatever we can, so thisExtremely powerful merit to accumulate, you know. So it's important to know that.
所以明了这一点的话呢，我们就懂得怎么样的去精进的去修了。这很多很多方便的法门，我们就可以去绕佛了，我们就可以念他们的佛的洪名了。当我们见到圣物的时候呢，我们就明白，哎，这是代表佛的身，这代表佛的语，这代表佛的意，这代表佛的身与意。在我们起这个意念，生理兴起这个意念呢，我们就可以双手合十，这样我们也可以进一步做供养啊，或做礼拜啊等等。如果能够这样的去做的话呢，我们就可以积累啊广大有力的福德资粮。
Okay, so mostly that for today, then I think, related with this, then next class I'll talk the power, purification through the power, how to purify negative karma, you know, through the power, I think I'll talk that.
所以今天就讲到这，下一堂课呢，我们就讲四力净罪法门，就是靠四种力量呢来净化我们的业障。
So in order to purify negative karma, then you know we need to apply this power. It's the important. You know, if we apply this power correctly, then any negative karma we accumulate, we're able to purify it.
如果明白这个四种 尽罪净化我们的罪业的力量的话呢，我们能够如理的去修行的话，我们就可以净化所有一切的恶障、恶念和恶业，还有障碍。
Okay, I think stop here. Okay.
So 今天就到这里。Next week, Hayagriva, right? Next week is Hayagriva. So the following week.
Okay, okay. Next week Hayagriva.
所以下个星期是吉秘密马头明王法会，就8月5号、8月6号，8月5号、8月6号两天，在这里我们有举行个吉秘密马头明王法会这个马头明王你们去看那个简介好了。所以下个星期呢，我们这堂课我们有这堂课，我们要后个星期天下午1:30在这里，我们就会开始我们的这个四力净罪法门的讲解。所以是后个星期，下个星期是吉秘密码头明王法会，它可以帮我们消除很多很多的障碍。所以欢迎大家出席。So Dharma for senior also postponed to the following week?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, postponed next week.
所以乐龄乐法班是今天一直吃螺丝，乐龄乐法班也是后个星期早上10:30在这里，然后后个星期下午1:30我们就开始这个功德本颂，继续讲这个功德本颂，可以吗？
可以吗？可以，可以
啊！可是下星期大家也可以来哦，因为我们有机密密码都明完，是很好的。你坐在这边听不懂也不用紧了，然后让我们的上师喇嘛们做工，我们听那边他们帮我们消除障碍就可以了。Hayagriva, what time it starts?
Nine o'clock.
Nine o'clock. 9点，早上9点到
nine to five.
下午。傍晚5点
Anytime you can come.
你可以任何时候来你怕输的话，你就8:30来这里霸位。they can choke a seat at 8:30 a.m. Singlish. 好，现在我们来做回向。32面。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切30善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家。